Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, July 21st, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody. And, gosh, Bob, you have been with me on the Big Call now for 11 years. And Sue has been on for just about that same amount of time. Amazing. But I want to welcome everybody in tonight. Looking forward to having a great call. Can't wait to hear Sue's teaching. So let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue.
That's cool.
Lord God, thank you, Lord, for everything that you've blessed us with. Help us not to forget the right hand of God, which produces all the blessing and brings us every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. Help us to remember that and to not do anything without consulting you, talking with you, listening to you, and being available as a useful vessel that you can use in our lives. Thank you, God, for providing the rain where it's needed. And thank you for not allowing any storm surge to be too high in the Gulf Coast or anywhere where this tropical storm Bertha is. Thank you for everything. Protect your people. Protect your land. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I'm looking forward to what you've got for us tonight. Let's see what you've prepared for us.
And you should, because it's interesting to see these flows of energy and metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, over 11 years, Sue, 10 years and probably 8 months or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And everybody else. You know what's been happening? It's the title of this article, this teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been on a road trip. We've been on a round the world, long distance road trip. So
that's right.
As I'm speaking this, realize that we're at a new place. We're going to even another new destination. Wait until you hear my segment. Very excited about it. And this is called Everything Has to Be Infused with Energy, some fresh energy, right? Rerooting. We declare we're entering into times when miracle after miracle after miracle is beginning to roll. Change is often needed if miracles are going to come to completion. A change in situations, people, locations, relationships, or even a change in an entire group of people is sometimes needed. To change things sometimes takes time. Miracles aren't always easy to faith our way to. There is a fight of faith, a time of standing, and standing is often required while changes needed are made. So what do you do? You keep on believing and believing because God sees a way. God sees healing that can restore. He sees favoring grace that can turn things around. He sees a rerooting connection. God is an awesome rerooter. How many times has God said, rerooting? He sees an answer. He sees a miracle in process. These principles are true for the ecclesia Jesus has come to build and establish on earth. They're also true for us in our times. It's been promised miracles, and yes, some of them are instant, but other miracles grow over time by believing and believing and believing. Some miracles and miracles get birth must be stood for, and they must be fought. for faith over time. I've pastored for over 46 years, and we've been standing for a transforming miracle to happen in our world, the greatest harvest in history. We've been believing for supernatural resources to expand God's kingdom that ushers in the greatest years on earth. We've been believing for big miracles, huge miracles, year after year after year. We've continued to declare it and believe it. It's been promised by prophetic word after prophetic word. There have been setbacks to overcome, several of them. As a matter of fact, were times when the effect appeared to be dead, and I felt orphaned a few times and like nothing was happening. Job's comforters have been very vocal, saying, it's not going to happen. They haven't heard from God. No great move of God is coming. They'll never make it. And so we go about the greatest days in church history, not looking at the past, but at the present and the future. Big, region-changing miracles don't happen instantly all the time. Somebody has to keep believing, and believing from conception to completion. Lord, whatever it takes to move us across the Jordan and into the promise, here we are. We will do it. We're not those who put our hand on the plow and turn back. We'll keep pushing. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's a really good teaching. I love the positivity
Rereading.
Of that.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that, you know, to be in a miracle, it might not be instantaneous. And obviously the miracle that we're looking for with the GCR and the RV of these currencies, you know, and us getting our exchanges and redemption of Zim, all of that has taken a while. It's taken a while. It's 21 years for me. And it's, you know, we're not there yet. We're almost there, but we're getting there. But what's interesting is that what's important is that we keep the faith, keep on believing. And you mentioned in the teaching, Sue, the idea of sometimes, you know, we just stand. We literally have done all to do. We stand and stand firm. And I think that's what God wants us to do, is stand firm in his promises. And that's where we are a lot of times. We still push forward. You know, the analogy of the plow moving forward. Yeah, we're not going to turn around. We're not going to throw in the towel. We're going to stay steadfast, positive, and have a miracle imagination that we have, seeing our incredible futures. And that's what we have. And that's what God's given us as something to look forward to. And we do look forward. We don't look backwards. You know, it doesn't do any good to live your life in the past. And some people do that. And as you get older and older, the tendency is for you to reminisce and think about the good old days. Well, for us, our good old days are now and ahead of us. We've had some good times in the past. Hopefully all of us have. I know Sue has, I have, Bob has. But we're not dwelling in the past. We're dwelling in today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, and God says today is the day of salvation. In other words, let's live one day at a time. Let's live one day at a time, put one foot in front of the other, and just walk through. Sometimes we're in the valley of the shadow of death in the 23rd Psalm. But God is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. We're in that, and we go through that valley. We go through it, and that's what we're doing. We're pushing forward, going through. We've got a lot to be thankful for, and we've got a lot that will be coming to us when this blessing surfaces for us. So that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. Thank you for it. I thought it was really a very good one. And
you're welcome.
You know, it's a lot about faith. It's about maintaining an even strain. That's a flying term, a jet fighter term. Maintain an even strain. And that's what we're doing. We're maintaining an even strain moving forward. And pretty soon we'll be sailing into the wild blue yonder. So thank you, Sue, for that. Bob, take us out, Bob. Take us out there into the wild blue yonder.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was really great. And what a great way to start the week with such a great teaching of inspiration. And I love the part about God's promises. And I was thinking, you know, it is his promises that give us grace, give us the ability to act with grace and to focus on God and all of his power and keep our focus there and be able to pray with promises of our own. And a promise that says, you know, here's what I'm doing today and I'll do even more. And I know that your miracles already have given me the capability to do great works with you. And I'm pointed in this direction. This is my path, and show me if I'm on the right path. And we appreciate all the promises of the great things to come, but also I have a promise of my own. And I have a promise to you that I'll give my all in every way I can for you and all of humankind. And it's my reciprocal promise. And every day I'm going to upgrade myself so that I can do my best for you. And the best version of myself will come through every day with even more and more focus and devotion and capability. You know, your promises are for even greater things to come, greater opportunities to come. And my promise to you is I will grow so that I can match my energy to the new world of opportunity that you're creating for us.
Beautiful, Bob.
I like that. I like that promise of your own. And I think that's cool. You know, God's promises are yes and amen. And it sounds like a good way to start off. That's good, Bob. I like that a lot. Sue?
Bruce?
Take us into that wild blue yonder, Sue.
I'm going to take you there. I can do it. I
okay.
got you.
You got our six.
So,
you got our six.
I got your six. Roger that.
Yeah. Roger that. Copy you, Sue. Copy you.
I know. You just, yeah. So, when I was reading this, the past 48 hours for me came up. And I think this may be helpful. I would love if people will send me an email because it was really powerful for me. And this has been like running a marathon. I'm just going to give a little starter to it. I'm going to kind of do it from most recent to the last earlier 48 hours. So today I had a chance to like bump into somebody in my environment, and we started talking about, like, our eyes lit up talking about being runners. I only did 10Ks. I was playing tennis. I didn't want to invest all the time and energy, and so we started talking about running marathons. and he was a marathon runner. And I got to tell him this story, which is all of our story, of how fascinated I was to meet with the winner of the Badwater 135, which I've mentioned here on the Big Call before. And it was probably 17 years ago. And if you don't know what it is, write that name down, Badwater 135. There's a documentary on it in 2025. It's ran in Death Valley in July for at 120 degrees, and you're running, Bob, check this out, for 3 or 4 days straight. You are not stopping in that heat. You're running night and day. And I was so fascinated. Can't you see that? I was so fascinated to meet this guy. He was doing a talk and at this cool kind of, you know, out there place in New York, upstate New York. And I said, how did you do that? What was your mindset? How, you have to have a support crew. And he said, you just train for it. You just exactly like the gentleman I was talking to today who was running marathons. He said, you just gear up, you do a little bit more. You run, you know, 10 miles. You run, you travel to go to hot places. You just travel and you get better. And you just keep doing it for 3 or 4 years. You've got to train. And if you look at what all of us have been doing, and this is the part I want you to get excited about. Now I'm going to go into my story. I freak out if my phone doesn't work. It's like everything in my life, literally freak out. And I got back into my house and plugged my phone in, and it started making an alarm sound. And I had to wait 24 hours, not sure whether 800 numbers were going to come out. I have another phone, yes, of course. Not sure what. And I was watching myself. And I'm like, you don't get destabilized by stuff like this. To make a long story short, the next day ended up being the most miraculous. The people that helped me, I got a new port. I was in flow. I wasn't stressed. I was literally watching. And here's where all of us are. The thing that this has provided for us is to love yourself so deeply as you're going through whatever you're going through. You love it. You go, what's going to come out of this? I'm just going to love this so hard that it's going to turn into something the next day. That's the miracle right there. Because that turning on, that metanoia, making that new mind, and making that choice to say, oh, God, this feels like you know what, but I'm going to love on it so hard that it's going to transform in 24 hours. It's going to transform. And to have somebody that basically did it for free for you, put in a brand new port, was a fascinating person, was introduced by somebody else. I mean, it was miraculous. And so everything that Bob was saying and Bruce were saying, take just a moment and look at how strong you've been, resourceful you've been. It's not about the RV as much as conditioning you to run what is going to be the next race, which is going to be rebuilding the earth. You've got to be strong. You've got to be clear. You've got to be like steel wrapped in velvet. You've got to keep that lit up. Not so it's compulsive, not so it's fake, but so you look inside and you go, my God, look at what I've done going through this incredibly huge supporting. That's what we do. We support all the people that are doing this for us that we can't see. Our energy, our intention, our, come on, birth this thing. That's helping them. That's fueling the energy of becoming and this coming to pass. So to me, that is what the big call is. It's not sitting and waiting for the RV and passively looking outside of yourself and going, where is it? It's noticing how it's working in you already. That's the miracle. That is the miracle right there. Those are my thoughts.
Amen. I like it, Sue. That's really cool. So this scenario happened for you in the last 48 hours. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Sue.
No, I know.
And you could have been doing that or hurting chipmunks, but this took precedence. This took priority. Yeah.
I fell in love with my life and myself. I'm not kidding. I was like, God dang, that you did that so well. And that's what people have to do. They have to say when they can't see for 10 and a half years, look at how I'm handling this. They have to say when they're going through hurricanes in Florida, look at how I'm handling all these people. They have to say when they have tons of emails coming in from the big call, look at how I'm doing this. You've got to do that because that's what God wants you to notice.
Yeah.
You can't ignore that God is in you and just be looking for the RV. That's putting all your, you can't.
No, that's right. That's right. And you actually made a statement asking for emails a little bit ago.
Yes, I do. I know. That's all
you
right.
Want to qualify that, Sue? Do you want to qualify that?
No. I can quickly see them. It's just sometimes they, it's whatever.
Okay.
I should mail in myself. What are you doing?
What are you doing? All these emails. Who are these people? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, thank you, Sue. I think
you're
that
welcome.
Was good. I loved your 48 hours and how you did that. It was a beautiful story. And I love what Bob had to say, too.
That was amazing. I know.
I love what we all said. It was really good.
Exactly.
And Well, let's just move into prayer and praise, and let's see if there's anything we need to pray for. And if you have more than you want, toss one to me, Sue.
Yes, I think I just may do that.
Okay.
I'm going to start with, I'm just going to be random, because I don't generally have time to look at these before. So we're going to start with Michelle. Could you please pray for our finances? We're behind on our mortgage and just need God's blessing. So let's pray for Michelle and her, whoever she's with. And everybody, if you can, just activate your heart by putting your hand on your heart.
Hand over heart.
It literally activates the neurons and the nerve endings in your heart, and it just helps you to see that your heart can extend much farther than you think. And when we combine that with Christ's love and we think about Michelle, we're moving into Christ's love and the quantum field of energy where things get created with Christ. And so imagine, Michelle, that you're sitting and you're asking for help with your finances and the solution. But imagine that you're one with the entire field of Christ's love that could be depositing ways that you could have something show up to show you how to make some more money. Have an idea pop in. Or go to the internet and how could I create XYZ money? How did that happen so fast, you could say to yourself. How do you condition your mind so your mind is a match for multiple solutions? What's around you? How could you make some money? How could you sell something? How could you, distilling your mind and say, show me the way to get started on improving my finances. And so in that moment, you'll ignite that next step in Christ that will lead you to a new avenue, a new connection, and you'll move out of fear. You'll be stepping into the RV. You'll be taking whatever step you can take now, and you will forever trust your connection to Christ, to the abundant universe, and to all of the members of the Big Call and beyond, praying and celebrating that this is done. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to give you one, Bruce.
All righty.
Andrea J., Dear Big Call Ministry, I'm reaching out to ask for prayer. I just lost my mother unexpectedly. She'd been in intensive care but doing better, then died suddenly. I also just lost my house due to an auction that I've been living in. For over 25 years. I'm not doing well with all of this. I literally can't take anymore and just need the Lord to intervene on my behalf. I think we both might want to pray on this. I'm going to let you go first. I already lost my husband, and I'm alone and very despondent. Thank you for reading my request. Sincerely, Andrea J. Okay.
Andrea J. Wow.
Well,
Andrea.
Okay,
Well, let me just start off, Sue.
Okay.
Andrea J., you have been through the ringer. There is a lot that you have gone through and are still going through. Obviously, the loss of who was the first individual that died first a while back?
Your mother. Husband.
Yeah.
And
husband
house.
Is who I'm thinking of. The husband first, then the mother recently who was in ICU, who was doing better, but somehow took a turn for the worse. And then the house, which is up for auction, that you're living in but have to move out of, that's a lot of change. That's a lot of lot that's on your plate right now. And, you know, this is kind of the old, you know, we can't help if people have already passed in our future. We just have to remember their legacy, remember who your husband was, remember who your mother was, and then, of course, also think about everything in the house that had value, but know that on the other side of all this, God has a plan still for you, a plan to prosper, a plan to help, a plan for you to go into a new future. So we'll pray for that right now. Lord God, we just pray that Andrea J. would have the clarity that you give her to show her that there is a future on the other side of what she's experiencing now. She's the one that's in the valley of the shadow of death, and she fears no evil because you're with her. And stay with her, Lord God, and give her that comfort that she can take this and know that there is something good coming her way, that miracles are coming her way, and that this is something that she is powering through. Lord, help give her the strength day by day to live one day at a time and to plan what her next plan is. Give her a plan that she can utilize so that she can know where to move to and how to live in that new lodging until everything goes and she's able to recoup her losses and take advantage of a new start, a total new start. Give her the power by the Holy Spirit to live one day at a time and be happy and live in joy, even though there doesn't appear to be any joy in her life right now. for you say that the joy comes in the morning. So let her help to see that, give her joy, and thank you for being with her, because you're closer to her than her own brother or husband or mother would be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
That was beautiful, Bruce. And so I'm going to give a companion prayer.
All right.
And this is the prayer, Andrea. If you shut your eyes, and everybody can shut their eyes with us and for Andrea. If you shut your eyes and go inside you, you're the energy of love and of miracles and of Christ's blessings and all the things that he demonstrated by being one with God. You are that. And so imagine that around you, and perhaps you've never, this is an initiation into more deeply showing you who you are. It's a blessing. Believe it or not, it's a blessing. Because when you understand that there's this part of you that is present no matter what, the Christ in you, and you surround yourself with that energy, so it's, you're calling all your energy back from loss. You're not thinking about your mother that left, the house that was taken, not feeling victimized by your circumstances. You choose to see who you really are. You're the pure energy of infinite Christ's love moving through this situation. And when you use that energy to shape and say to yourself, I am the fullness of my new restoration, you're filling that vacuum. You're filling the energy of loss so that you're full. Who you are is eternally full. It's not based on anything outside of you. And this is calling you to own that, to literally walk not in the identification of people and things and places and all of that, but to identify with your core Christ love. And that can be a miracle that nothing again ever in your life will be able to shake you from, because you'll know yourself at that deep level. So we see you surrounded in, you are the restoration of love. You are the restoration of miracles. Your infinite energy and forms can change outside of you, but that's not who you are. You're the miracle of that love. And if you can feel that and deepen in that and practice that, the pain, this sense of separation from me and the object, me and the person, they're going to dissolve into one experience of deep love and abiding. In Jesus' name, we see you surrounded with all our love and Bruce's beautiful prayer, and say amen.
Amen. Amen.
So now we're going to do another. So this is from Tamara Joe. And they started oncologine today. Leaning into God for redemption appointments and cabal seems too much for us, but God has a way. Too much financial shock, but God has a plan. And we know he's faithful. Car totaled, etc. So this is a really, really big, this is the major lesson. I've been through these lessons. It's not like I've walked, you know, unscathed. The practice is, this is literally a practice. You have to bring all of your energy and your focus back into the temple of the living God that you are. All of your energy, all of your focus, all of your Christ, love, and heart. Because if you look and you let your nervous system be random and just look at my car's total, this is that, you're reacting. You're not creating and focusing so you can have the peace that Christ talked about. So here's what you do, Tamara Jo. You and your husband just sit with your holding your hands together, with your eyes shut, and just breathe. And let a circle of Christ's love and miracles and that energy be, just don't even say anything. Just sit with your eyes closed and just breathe for 20 minutes a day. And just circulate miracle energy through your body in Christ. That's it. Just do that. Don't think. Don't be eyes open, looking at the world and the outside world. Just sit and concentrate your love together. And just hold hands. And be one unit devoted to miracles. And watch what happens. And see what comes through you as a solution at the end of the day. Look at what I noticed. Look what I did. Look at what came through. That's how Christ said, I and the Father are one. He would go out into the desert so he could receive direct from the Father what he needed. And you need to sit and receive what that is, so you can feel it in your body, so you're full with light, so you're filled with new energy, so you're not letting what has passed away from you, that's not you. That's the lesson everybody's getting here tonight. Those aren't you. That's not you. You are the energy that creates the miracles with Christ. Identify with that. Know that everybody on the big call is praying for you, and be healed and be blessed. And we're all waiting for Bruce's intel. Amen.
Amen.
No pressure there.
Nope. Tamara Jo. That's right.
Tamara Jo.
Tamara Jo.
Okay. We're loading here.
Okay. Loading.
Okay.
Sue, that race that was in Death Valley, the 135, yes. Is that a 135-mile race? Is that what that was?
Yes. Yes.
Right? Yeah. It reminds me of the Leadville 100 race, which was 100 miles in Colorado, in Leadville, Colorado, at altitude. Just like you said,
that's really tough. I've tried to run in altitude, and it is tough, but, I mean, not 120 degrees all day and all night. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Right.
I just, like, it's hard for me.
This was running between 8 and maybe as high as 12,000 feet at altitude.
Yeah, it's really tough. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
No oxygen when you get too high up there.
It's really hard. It's like you have I did that in Wyoming, and I couldn't get over how you just couldn't run that hard up in the mountains.
No,
you would have to be there for months. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
All right.
Please touch and agree with me as I stand on God's word, pushing against the kingdom of darkness for my complete and total physical healing to do God's work here in these last days. Thank you. And that's Laverne.
Okay.
And I'm going to pray for Laverne so that he and the big call.
He?
see, he, I think it's Laverne. Is Laverne, right? Is that a guy?
L-A-V-E-R-N-E?
Yeah.
Woman.
It is?
Yeah.
Laverne? Could be a man or a woman. Okay, so we don't know you. You didn't say. Whatever you are, whoever, we know who you are. You're God's child. And so we're seeing you so filled with the Holy Spirit, so filled with almost lightning, biophotons of healing. Let's get us into the future here. Biophotons of light that are going into your mitochondria, into your DNA. I want you to see an image of, like, God's light going into your DNA strands. Go look it up, Laverne, and look up biophotons and mitochondria, and imagine that all of your cells, all of your 100 trillion cells, are like 100 trillion televisions. And anybody that's sick, anybody that wants to be well, all you have to do is run God's light and love through your 100 trillion cells as if they're like literally synchronized television sets. They've done studies doing this. And you see that light just moving through all your cells and spaces, and every organ is balanced and integrated. See that. Bring your energy inside of you and see it and feel it and practice it. Because your cells are receiving your consciousness in Christ. You literally have to be the person that runs that wire, runs that electricity, runs that biophotonic light through your cells. Once, twice, three, five times a day. Whether it's finances, whether it's health, whatever it is. You concentrate your light in Christ, in you. In Jesus' name, we see you healed and say amen.
Amen. Sue, I think Laverne is still a woman because remember the TV show Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
Remember Laverne?
Oh, wait, L-A-V-E-R-N-E? I'm going to look it up right now.
L-A-V-E-R-N-E, Laverne, French, Laverne. And Shirley.
Oh, I'm going to look at. I'm going to find out right now. Hold on.
All right. Okay. I'm just curious.
I got to do it.
Now we've heard of a guy
in
the South.
It is. It's both. It's unisex.
Is it? Well, I know of a guy named
Vern. Men and women were both named. Men and women were both named, just
named
like you said,
Laverne
and Shirley. But it's unisex. But
okay.
It is.
Well,
they do say it would assume Laverne is. Today, most people would assume it's a woman's name, but it's universally.
Could be
it's
universal.
It's a unisex. Yeah, that's why I wasn't sure. I don't know where I got that.
Well, I'm hoping that whoever Laverne is, he, she knows her gender. We're going to go with Laverne.
We just weren't sure. It's cool that we both had different interpretations of it. That's fun.
Yeah,
okay,
so
now we're at the finish line.
Yay, Jeannie, come in. Over.
Jeannie.
Come in, Jeannie.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103:1-5. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 156. You are a treasure, created with purpose and love by God. Every day is a new chance to shine your light in the world, unknown. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, Proverbs 3:5-6. Today we pray. May we be grateful and thankful stewards with this RV blessing, and may the 800 numbers be available this week.
Yes.
That the med beds for healing and de-aging be available very soon. For all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott, all the prayer requests, wishing everyone a blessed week. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
There you go. Thank
there
you, Jeannie.
You
that was really good. Yep. Sounds good to me. And thank you for that statement of faith and that prayer. Yeah. Well, Sue, thank you for that prayer time. And I think we had several that were really good. And I think that, you know, that's part of what we always wanted to do on the big call was be able to pray for people. So that's good. I'm glad that we have you to read those and to establish prayers of faith to these people. It's really helpful.
Thank you.
Our people.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah. Well, Sue, we know about the last 48 hours. What about the next 48 hours for you? Is there anything we need to know?
There is some pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting to know about and be revealed at last. Yes. But I'm going to start. The whole point of this is to brighten and ease the transition.
Okay.
And we completed on Friday night our 246th learning and leadership development class. And we had a discussion about it, and I'm about to tell you about it and share some things about it. I'm even going to give you a taste of it. But I want to bring up something that, in thinking about what I was going to say tonight on the call, was very, and it relates to my experience getting my, trusting my phone with a person. So I want you to think about this. Just go here in your imagination. And I might call on you, Bruce. Think about the last time your car broke down unexpectedly. Think about that. And you had to take it in to a car repair shop. Think about the feelings you had when you did that. There are like four or five guys. They're there. They're looking at you. What are you feeling inside your body when you think of that image, Bruce?
Well, I'm thinking of what happened to me.
Yeah.
With my GMC Yukon. And I was driving, you know, from Oklahoma, and I made a trip all the way up to Massachusetts. And,
wow.
And actually lost the transmission in the Yukon. Lost the rear, and it's a, you know, four-wheel drive. And so I was stuck up there. But the good news was it literally broke in front of my sister's condominium.
Okay,
I mean,
talk about
bottom line is I felt like
repair.
You feel helpless. You're dealing with people you don't know in a different state. You just feel like, okay, this is where God's going to have to come in because, you know, I don't know who to trust. I did the best I could at resourcing what, you know, where to have it taken. It had to be towed, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And bottom line was it was a very uneasy feeling. And I, you know, all the places, at least I had a place to stay, you know. But beyond
that's good.
Not a good time.
I was shown that image because that experience is so universal.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody feel what you feel when Bruce was talking about it, when you just thought about it. I mean, it gives you the heebie-jeebies, right?
Yep.
So the class that you haven't heard about that we just finished is called the Domino Effect.
Mm.
And the Domino Effect is mastering high standard A-team selection and hiring. Now think about this. Your car that you're now driving, and I don't care if you just have dong, you just have something that, you know, you kind of you're interested in, but it's taking a long time, so you've lost the mojo. But when this goes, your heart for whatever project you have is going to depend on the quality of the people that you select. And hopefully, as a result of what I'm going to show you, not because you were desperate, you were like, oh, please help me, show me what to do, but because you know how to walk. It would be like if you had the opportunity to go into 3 or 4 recommended car shops and pick the people that showed up in a way that you could trust. That would be a totally different thing, wouldn't it, Bruce?
Totally. Totally yep. different. That would have been good.
Totally different. So look at the difference. Try to feel this and imagine this for a second. Think of the difference when it's called locus of control. When the energy is inside of you and you make the decision, because it's your really biggest decision, that I'm going to have the best team of people that I can find, two, that I really feel and know in my body that I can trust, and three, that I'm not going in and just letting some car mechanic or some person that I don't even know, because I don't know about cars. I need to learn about, how could I know who's recommending people for me to hire and to trust them? It's a trust job. It's a trust job. Before I go into this a little bit deeper, I have been hired probably 20 times because I can sit in the room. This isn't corporate. This isn't private. You know, values-based entrepreneur, CEO settings, because I can pick people because of their trust, because of their skill, because I can tell where they're coming from. I get hired specifically for that. So I'm going to read you a testimonial, and then I'm going to read you something that's really pretty exciting because it's kind of like giving you the keys to your new car. At least that's what the people in the Domino Effect said. Sue, wow. What a perfect way to start up our projects. I like looking for the tells and asking the hard, unexpected questions. I found the walk away especially constructive and instructive. I've been on the receiving end of that numerous times, and I always felt frustrated when I asked, why didn't you hire me? Because the person on the other end gave me such non-committal and vague answers. Got one more here. Sue, Allison, Jake, I've learned so much and grown and developed so much participating in these classes. This is one of the most this is another one. Sue, this is one of the most powerful experiences of discernment and skill development I have ever experienced. I know we will all treasure the Domino Effect for decades. So let me tell you, I'm just going to read this to you. You'll decide. You're designing the future with the people you bring into the present. You're engaged in civilization-level renewal, no matter the scope of your project, because what you do here will impact everything and everyone around it. switch papers. Here's the first domino effect. This is the 90-second read. Walk till we take you into the room. This is yours to have in a moment. The 90-second read. See through the you that is fully present and is grounded in your perception in Christ. Your breath is slow. Your senses are open. You're already noticing everything that matters. You're seated across a small table, the water glass sweating a ring into the wood between you. She walked in 3 minutes ago, early, what you noticed. Her handshake was firm but not performative. She sat down before you gestured to the chair, which either means she's comfortable in rooms like this or she's used to taking up space that isn't hers yet. You haven't asked a single real question. You're not ready to. Right now, you're just watching. 90 seconds. That's all you need before the first question even matters. Notice her hands. Are they still or moving in small, anxious circles? Notice her eyes when you introduce the project. Do they go somewhere distant and rehearsed or somewhere present and curious? Notice the half second after you finish a sentence. Does she rush to fill the silence or does she let it sit, comfortable in the pause? None of this is a test she can study for. That's exactly the point. You ask your first real question, something ordinary, low stakes, almost a throwaway. What made you want to look into our project in the first place? Watch what happens in her body before the words arrive. The words will come regardless. Everyone has an answer ready. What you're watching for is the half second before the answer, the place words haven't reached yet. That's where the truth lives, if it's going to show itself at all. You already know something now, not everything, but something real, and it happened before she said a meaningful word. Why this matters. The word someone gives you can be prepared, rehearsed, even AI coached. The half second before those words, the body's honest reaction before the mind edits it, can't be faked the same way. This protocol trains you to read that half second. So that's just a little taste. There are 12 protocols, but this is the really interesting part. We prepared this for ourselves, for a very large project that I'm spearheading. And I needed to take everything I've learned in 35 years, and then I've been trotting around in the past probably 7 months talking to the top talent acquisition people that I knew that had hired talent, conversations I used to have with people hiring talent. And I distilled it because the project that I'm doing, I don't want to say on the big call, is kind of a monster project. And I have to be really skilled. Everybody on this call, you're going to be the person that says, okay, even if you have an attorney, which is in this kit, whoever you have supporting you, you're going to be the person that says, okay, go, that's the one. Even with 3 or 4 people supporting you, you have the responsibility to ignite the quality that's going to come onto the planet. It's a pretty big deal. That's why we call it the domino effect. Because the more clear, the more you bring that, it would be like noticing the difference in going to, and I've lived this, a junky foreign car service place that's whatever, or a really elegant, beautiful, you could eat off the floor foreign car place. They're things, they're tells about how people move and the quality of service and the quality they're going to bring into your project. And our goal, the only goal we have for this segment, is leadership development for people that are going to be bringing the new systems, new systems. And so you're going to get 12 practices. So all you have to remember, Bruce, let me see if I can do this for you. 12 protocols. And 2 classes and 3 years of customized research for founders so that you can be skilled at picking who is in the room with you. Who's in domino effect? Who's in your room? Now that's like saying, who's on my team? Who's my A-team player? Do I really know how to do that? And we were told this was one of the most astonishing, I mean, I thought it was, but when you hear it from other people, it's so practical and it's so essential for everybody. So here's what I want, if you're interested, we're going to do it a little different. Because it was so powerful, I asked the pod, what should we do with this? Here's what if you're a person, get your pen out, everybody, and make it really simple. Draw a picture, you, square, then an arrow, and then put P for project. And this is what you're going to do. One more arrow. Why? I'm going to ask you to send us an email. To get the domino effect, you've got to be somebody that's into your project. You've got to want to bring the best to your project. You've got to show up. The people that are in the pod have been showing up and showing up and showing up because they want to bring their best. So to get the domino effect, I want you to just write why I want to hire A-team talent. Just one line. Why do you want to do that? Why do you want the best for your project? Why do you want the best for your project? That's all you have to do. And send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put domino effect, 150, 2 classes. It's $25 more because of everything that went into it. One domino effect, 150, why you want the project, your name and your telephone number. You don't have to worry about PayPal anymore. We got you covered. You can have whatever you want. We just send you a link and you click on it and boom, it's done. And what you're going to leave with is probably one of those simple but powerful founder level decision protocols that you can either hand to your team or you can read through and you can walk into a room and you can own the room knowing that you're going to know how to, it gets into some nitty gritty stuff like really asking hard questions in part 2. And you're going to need to do that. You're going to need, if you want to show up with a great project and you want to be able to say, I didn't waste 2 years with a crummy team or not knowing what I was doing or relying on outside, like walking into a garage and relying on outside support, where does that have to go? It has to land in your taking the authority and educating yourself, not over-educating yourself, but conditioning yourself to see what you need to see to make the best A-team hiring decision. The domino effect, 150, integrated minds hushmail.com. And why do you want to have the best team? And why? Just ask yourself, don't I want to have the best team? And don't I want to get the domino effect if everything depends on my team? That's it for me for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. The domino effect. I like it. I like it. That sounds great. Two classes, $150. Don't worry about PayPal.
Yep.
And they have to send a statement of why they want.
Why they want to have the best team and how they need the domino effect. Yep.
And how to achieve the domino effect. Yeah.
And the pain is, the pain that they're circumventing is, if you don't have the best team, if you don't have a clue, and you're handing over your power to people that might say, oh, we can help you find your best team, you're not actually learning. You're not actually helping in the selection process. You don't have to overtake responsibility, but you need to have a certain level so the final decision, they're going to say, okay, sign your name here. Think about that for a second. This is the capstone of commitment. This is like getting married. You know, it's true. It's bigger. It's God's covenant to bring a new earth. And if you don't know how to pick your people, and this is coming from the top talent acquisition specialists, Gartner, and a couple of others that I won't mention, that.
Okay.
We researched, so it's research-based, it's 35 years of practice-based, it's behavior economics-based, and it's embodied leadership-based in Christ.
All right.
So it's yours. It's yours for the big call to have, waiting for you.
Okay, Sue. Thank you for that. That was really a great synopsis. We'll have to just see how that goes for everybody. I know they're going to want it for sure. Thank you very much, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there you go. Domino effect. 150. Bob, let's see if we have anything that we can go into, like what you and I talked about earlier, and whether we've got testimonials that you can bring to us, and maybe a recap of the last sale that hopefully is still in play.
Yeah, we can do all of the above, Bruce, no problem.
Okay.
And we do have some testimonials. This one is like, it says it all. This lady sent in the most beautiful picture of herself. And she's commenting about Myotrol, and it says two words, love it.
Mm. It's good.
Then we got, not to be outdone, another lady sent in also a really beautiful picture and commented about Myotrol, and it says works.
Works.
And we got this other one. This came in. This is about the dynamic combo. And this gentleman says, love your products. It makes me feel so much better and happy about my new body and strength. Thanks.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I saw a person today, Bruce Thor, has been using our total health system, the barley and boomer boost and vitamin D and omega-3s. And I hadn't seen him in 2 weeks. And he's been using the products for 5 weeks. As soon as I saw him, I almost didn't recognize him. He had lost so much weight from being well-nourished for the first time in his life. He literally looked totally different. His face looked different. His body was different. He was really happy. He wasn't sluggish anymore. His blood sugar had come down like from 200 to under 100.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Really,
fantastic.
Just a great. This lady sent in a testimonial about magnesium. Says magnesium is important to me in that I'm still working 8 hours a day in retail, standing on concrete. I take two capsules around 8 p.m. It prevents my leg cramps while I'm asleep, and it gives me a fast and sound sleep. By the way, did I mention I'm 78 years young? I love boomers.
Wow, still working fantastic. On their feet.
Yeah. There's another guy who wrote in kind of a long testimonial talking about how the Super Strong really worked to help his hands and his elbows, and the pain is completely gone, and he's recommending the product to all his friends. The only thing it didn't help is he has spinal stenosis in three of his vertebrae, and that he said that still looking for something to help with that pain.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might need to try some collagen. Then we got this other one. This is very interesting. And you know how, Bruce, we've been getting these testimonials about Myotrol. They're unexpected. Like last week, a person whose liver restored. And this person had an issue with his leg. And so he's using this as a trial to see how it works. And he has a problem with his lower leg with healing and a bad scar. And it's the wound and the scar is finally starting to close up and saying it's a really great improvement. And he sent us in a picture of his leg healing, which I find very interesting that the Myotrol is helping with that.
Great.
And that's the testimonials for tonight. And I want to remind people what's on sale, because this is a very, very good sale. This is 7 different products that are on sale that is buy one, get one free. It's really important. And one of them is our omega-3 fatty acid. And really good. We're going to talk about that in a minute, about why it's so important. And then there also the vitamin B complex we'll also talk about. The other ones that are on sale are our ashwagandha, which is really great for calming someone's nerves. And then olive leaf extract, which is really great for a lot of things, including your immune system. And the magnesium that we were just talking about, that you can take just before bed with your good night formula.
Mm-hmm.
And then our turmeric is on sale, and so is vitamin C. And then, not to be outdone, we have a buy one, get one 50% off of our collagen. And I'll tell you, this has been very, very popular. These people have purchased literally hundreds of these since we put this on sale.
Okay.
And lots of testimonials about collagen, which is very good helping people with systemic pain, neuropathic pain, and also for rebuilding cartilage. If you have trouble with cartilage in your knees, your hips, this is what you need to rebuild that cartilage. And then, Bruce, earlier we were talking about a person that had asked about the best way to increase energy. And there's a lot of different reasons why people can be low in energy. So we'll go through some of them quickly here. And
Okay.
One of them is the, right out of the gate, you know, there's biochemistry of aging where we eat food, we drink liquids, and our body converts that food into energy. And in order for that to occur, there are certain vitamins and other compounds that have to be present to make that happen, including the B vitamins, B1, 3, and 5, and also coenzyme Q10. And these are compounds that are in Boomer Boost. When Boomer Boost was originally formulated, it was done with the knowledge of what compounds need to be present in order to make energy in your mitochondria. And that's something you have to pay close attention to. And then you also need to know that in order for you to also have energy, there's another whole aspect of genetic expression, because a lot of what happens in the Krebs cycle is controlled by your genes. And one of those genes balances out two very important compounds that are towards the end of the Krebs cycle, NADH and NAD+. And that gene tends to get sequestered and goes dormant with age. And Myotrol will re-stimulate that gene, which helps tremendously with energy. And it also helps with motivation to move by triggering the gene for BDNF, which is a brain chemical that also has receptors in your muscles. And it's kind of a molecule of motivation to help people move, which also helps increase your energy the more that you move.
Yes.
Also, you also need omega-3 fatty acids. So when you look at the total health system that I was referencing, that this gentleman I saw today is using, he's using our Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. He's also taking extra D3 and omega-3s. And D3 is critically important. If you have a low level of D3, it doesn't matter what else you do, you're still going to have problems with low energy.
Okay.
Vitamin D3 gets converted to a steroid hormone when you take it in by mouth or when you make it from sunlight, and then it stimulates up to 25% of your entire genome, including genes that are involved in the creation of energy. And the D3,
Bob, is this the same thing as we're talking now, increasing energy? Is this the same that we were talking about, chronic fatigue syndrome?
Yep, right? Absolutely, same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And so the other thing is omega-3 fatty acids, right? The fish oil product. Really, really important. It's involved in many, many metabolic pathways, one of which is to make energy for your brain. So there's blood tests you can get, measure your omega-3 level in your blood. You want it to be between 8 and 12. Most people in the United States, it's down around 4, and contributes to many different problems, but energy is one of them. You have to have those omega-3s make up the cell lining of your cones and rods in your eyes. And that DHA, which is one of the compounds in the fatty acids, is what converts light into electricity to help power your brain. And if you're low in omega-3s, you're going to have trouble making enough energy in your brain. You also have to understand about other hormones as well. For example, thyroid hormones. People can get very, very tired and gain weight unnecessarily if their thyroid's not functioning properly. Your thyroid relies on TSH, thyroid-stimulating hormone, which is made in your brain, arrives in your thyroid, and gets converted through a sequence from from TSH to T4 to T3. And in order for that to happen, there are 20 different nutrients that your thyroid needs to accomplish that conversion. And if you don't complete it all the way to making T3, you're definitely going to be low in energy. And all of those compounds that create those conversions are in Boomer Boost. That's another way that Boomer Boost was crafted in order to ensure that you can make those conversions in your thyroid. So the other is your adrenals. People get adrenal exhaustion, and it has a tremendous negative effect on your energy, all the way up to complete exhaustion, where you can barely get out of bed. And so all these things can contribute to chronic fatigue, and with the issue with the adrenals, a lot of that can be psychological. People that are under tremendous stress are constantly suffering from adrenal exhaustion, and that's part of the whole psychological aspect of energy, where people can get way too anxious and secrete too much cortisol, or they can get depressed and not have enough serotonin available, and that too can make you so exhausted you can barely move. And so there's a whole aspect of psychology where people have to understand how to get to a point where they are functioning from a place of happiness, a realistic place of how life works and how to interpret events so that you don't awfulize things. And people need to learn to use techniques like havening and the emotional freedom technique, nonviolent communications, a really big one. If people have relationships where there's always arguments, it's extremely exhausting. So that's another big part. And then lastly, actually two things. Another big one is sleep, Bruce. If people are having trouble sleeping, they're going to have chronic fatigue. And so there's a whole aspect of sleep. We have a whole a YouTube video about sleep that's about a half an hour long that includes an explanation of how the Good Night Formula works. And then the last part is you'll have the whole issue of electromagnetism that's coming in the form of light from the sun and pulses of electromagnetism from the core of the earth, which are being converted into energy. That electromagnetism can be converted into electricity in your body, which contributes towards having a high amount of energy. So great to get out in the morning into the sun, set your biorhythm so your body knows it's daytime right away early in the morning, and keep your room dark at night when you're going to sleep. That contributes a lot to having extra energy. So if people want to talk to us about that, we have a lot of products that can help with that, starting with your sleep aid and magnesium, ashwagandha, all help, and so does resveratrol with sleeping. For that energy creation from the Krebs cycle, our gladiator barley is going to help detox you so you have less sluggishness from that. Helps with the absorption of all the nutrients in Boomer Boost, all of which you need for creating energy are in there. And then Myotrol. People get really great surges of energy from Myotrol as well. And then be sure to add in your threes, your D3 and omega-3. And so the creation of energy and the avoidance of chronic fatigue, the solving of chronic fatigue issues are a little bit complex. That's a lot of information, but we can certainly help you with all of those things. And if you listen to this and you need to listen to it over again, that's great. Give a call to the office. We'll help you get your total health system with your Myotrol and your sleep aid if you need it. and we'll be more than happy to do that. We pick up the phones Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Time, and you can always leave a message. If we don't pick up right away, it means we're on with other people, but we will call you back as soon as we get off the other line. And last thing I want to say, Bruce, I had a really great visit from a lady who was here in the St. Petersburg area on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Came to visit a friend, and she listens to the Big Call and came. She's been listening to Big Call for longer than I've been on the Big Call. And she came by to visit at the office yesterday, and I got the pleasure of meeting her, having a really good talk, and helping her with a couple of things that she needed assistance with. Those are the best days, Bruce, when
yes.
someone who's heard about us on the Big Call stops in the office at 5401 Central Avenue to have a visit with us. So it was a great pleasure.
That's excellent, Bob. And Bob, speaking of visits, tell us before I go into my thing, tell us what you're planning for tomorrow in Tampa.
Yeah, actually, it's here, right here in St. Petersburg. And it's
St. Pete, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. The main thing that they help people with, and the name of their company is Neuroplasticity St. Pete. And Sue is always helping teach people about neuroplasticity. And that's
right.
One of their specialties. They help people, especially people that have had issues, traumatic brain injuries, strokes, that type of thing, that need special treatment. And they're really good at that. Also, they're also functional medicine doctors that are there that can do all kinds of things. And they have very advanced massage therapists there that can do craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation, all kinds of things. And one of the two doctors is a nutritional expert. And so on tomorrow night, I'm going to speak to a whole group of their clients about advancements in the world of nutrition and epigenetic reprogramming. And we're going to talk about havening, and we're going to do a live havening demonstration from there at the talk tomorrow night. And that's about it, Bruce. Let me see if I can give you a time hack. It looks like it's 10:33.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Excellent.
You're welcome.
Thank you for covering that subject so well, and it was a really good discussion about it. So I appreciate that. And to figure out what Bob was talking about when he said, you know, 7 different products are on sale, buy one, get one free. And the best way to find those out is to go to the website. How do you get to the site? First, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. So once you get into Bob's site, you'll see a menu at the top that says All Products, and then you'll see a little drop-down tab for On Sale. Click on it, and that will give you all the 7 products that are on sale, buy one, get one free. And then the one product, Collagen, which is buy one, get one half off. And that's a separate sale of its own. So those products you find will be right there, and you can look and see all the different pieces of information, videos, everything that Bob's done, testimonials are there, everything is right there on that site. It's quite a bit of information. So if you need customer support, the 800 number for that is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So Bob, thank you very much for that. That was really good. And I would just encourage everybody to take a look at those products. And I think many of those are products that I take every day. In fact, I think all of them I'm taking every day. So it's a good way to pick these up, buy one, get one free. And that's been excellent. And, you know, to take Myotrol along with Boomer Boost and Barley and your vitamin D3 and your omega-3, that is kind of the crux of it. That's where we need to be. So thank you for that. Everybody normally will just put an order together, you know, in put certain products in their cart, and then you'll see the savings come out at checkout. So thanks for that, Bob. Appreciate it. Let's go into where we stand on the intel right now. Now, things, as you guys know, are tightening up. By that, I mean NDAs, new NDAs are coming. We've got to sign NDAs if you're a ZIM holder. Normal other currencies will not need to sign an NDA if you don't have ZIM. But because of the value of the ZIM being so high, they don't want that talked about at all. So we're going to be under an NDA for probably 2 to 3 months. And then they'll assign that to us when we go into the redemption center for our exchanges. But the latest information that we got, and even as late as this evening before the big call tonight, was saying that give it another 48 hours, which takes us to Thursday. Another source says he's getting that we will have new rates on Forex on Wednesday, and that we would have those net new rates reflected at the redemption centers and banks on Thursday morning. And that we would, in the opinion of this person who's got the connection to the Forex, he said we should be getting notified Thursday and start exchanges on Thursday. And that would be 2 days from now. That would be the 23rd. So, the other contact said, this is military contact, said everything is still on track. So, it appears that this will happen for us this week. That's what we're trying to determine. That's where we're trying to say, yes, is it going to be this week? Are we going to get this before the end of July? And we have heard the possibility of getting our DOGE payments and our R&R, our tariff dividends, all of that coming in starting by the end of the month. This is assuming that we are going in for exchanges because we need the 800 numbers to set up our appointments at the call centers to go into the redemption centers. So it follows that they're not going to put out tariff dividend checks or direct deposits or R&R in our case at the redemption center and DOGE payments. All of that should not precede us getting notified with the 800 numbers. And the hope is that those will come in a couple of days, and we will set appointments and start exchanges as early as Thursday. So that's my hope, that's our prayer, and that's where we're going as far as that goes. As far as any additional information, we don't really have anything additional right now. This is what we all are looking for. When are the numbers coming out, and when are the exchanges? And how soon are the holographic medical beds going to be available? I can tell you they're available as soon as we finish our exchange and then we get our appointments set to go into those medical beds. That is the plan. And I can't go into the detail I'd like to about those holographic medical beds, but all I can say is they are free. There's no fee to reserve it, an appointment. There's no fee to be trained on it. You're not going to be trained on it. You're going to be enjoying it. So don't fall for anything that's out there that says it's going to cost you money. It is free. And that's the beauty of it. And so I want everybody to be aware. Don't be scammed by saying you have to pay a certain amount of money to be registered to go into the med bed. Not true. All right. That is really all I wanted to say tonight, except for the fact that Sue has a brand new offering. And this is the domino effect. It's a two-class course that just wrapped up last Friday. And it's available for $150. You don't have to have PayPal. You just send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, IntegraTed, and then Minds is Minds, at hushmail.com. Now this, and of course you want to put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. Obviously, if you have PayPal, you can use it. If you don't have it, it's not a big deal. She has another way to let you pay for that. So, this is a two-class course that is designed for you to be ready to pick the right people to be part of your project teams and to have the information to know how to do it, with 12 different protocols that are laid out in these two classes that will take you all the way through it and allow you to see exactly how to do it. And I think it's a wonderful way to be prepared for your projects and to execute your projects as a founder and to still touch your projects without having to be involved in everything day to day, but you'll still be able to have final say and on the picking of the right people, the hiring of the right people, and all of that. It's all in there. So check that out. Send Sue an email, and she'll be working on those in the next day or so to get those right back out to you. Okay? So send that on tonight, and she'll take care of it as soon as she can. All right, that's what I wanted to bring tonight. And let's just pray tonight that everything is on track and stays on track, and the information that I've got about a couple more days is going to hold up. Let's do that, and then we'll pray the call out now. But before we do, I do want to thank Sue and Bob, my co-hosts on the big call, for all their work over the last 10 and a half and 11 years in the case of Bob. And thank you all of the people that have also helped, like GCK, Great Creative Kendall, on helping all the project artwork that he did, and also Doug, who's helping on technical aspects with the pod. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to a big call for the last 15 years. So we're looking forward to this coming through. We're still looking forward to it this week. And so I want everybody to stay in faith for it and speak that, just as I prayed into existence in your own lives. All right, so let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much for all that you've done to take us to this point. Thank you for this journey that we've been on. It has been a marathon, but even a marathon comes to the finish line. And we thank you that we are coming closer and closer to this finish line. Thank you for bringing it in all the way to us. Thank you for sparing any lives down in the Gulf Coast and Florida where the tropical storm is approaching, and thank you for just allowing us to be good stewards of everything that we're going to plan to do with the funds from this blessing. Thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, good night, and we will look forward to talking with you on Thursday. So God bless you.